No scare tech.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a terrific Tuesday today. It's pretty nice weather down here in Florida, actually. Very cool still, very sunny, so that's fantastic. Dad's getting loaded up here in a second, so he'll be right on with us shortly. First thing I want to start off with today Okay, good. You're here real quick. But the first thing I want to start off with today was the fiasco with Windows 10 that seems to never end. You know, last year we talked about it in detail, the nightmare Windows 10 was doing was constantly trying to load on the computers. Then once they loaded on the computers, there was all types of problems with them. Where the default feature was using your network bandwidth to share updates with other Windows 10 users. And for anyone that wanted to download it, they were doing it for free. But handling millions of simultaneous 3.5 gigabyte downloads apparently was too difficult for them to figure out how to do. So in order to cope with the issue, Microsoft baked that feature into the desktop operating system that had a torrent-style approach to obtaining software updates, allowing Windows 10 users to download updates from other users. Well, then just information I got last week I didn't get to touch base on yet. That's why I'm kind of compiling it all today. The Microsoft installation, there was a real possibility that everything you have done on your computer was completely monitored by Windows 10. Now, we already know everything that goes on with the NSA and the CIA. Apparently, this is a whole nother level of a massive user database. This was from via IB Times. They reported last week. They stated on here, there have been heaps of controversy associated with Microsoft's latest operating system, Windows 10, since it launched. But the latest issue takes the cake. Apparently, Windows has been quietly logging every single keystroke users made on their keyboards from the beginning. Even better, that data is being constantly sent to Microsoft servers on a regular basis. So we have the NSA that monitors everything, records everything. Then we have the CIA that monitors and records everything and taps into your TV. And we have Microsoft now that when they download Windows 10 against your will, they download and listen to everything and check everything you do. But now all these people are suing Microsoft. Apparently there are literally thousands of people that have suffered problems with it, all the way from destroying data, forcing the purchase of the system, which we brought about before, claiming that many consumers have had their hard drives fail because of Windows 10's installation. Others have had existing software cease to function and cause data loss. One individual eventually accepted the upgrade after declining it for 6 months. The download installation failed 3 times when he claimed that then it damaged his PC, causing data loss, loss of revenue, and incurring costs to repair the system. These problems are apparently so widespread that they show Windows 10 breached its implied warranty of merchantability, according to the suit. The lawsuit says that Microsoft owes more than $5 million in damages, both actual and punitive. Guys, I don't necessarily think this is actually an accident with Microsoft. I think this whole thing that was built was very similar to a lot of stuff the CIA has built, and it went in there intentionally taking your bandwidth, intentionally doing that. We already knew that was on purpose. And also, too, we know that they were logging every keystroke that you made under Windows 10. So all this other stuff that happened, I think, was just a side note that they didn't expect. But I told you guys from the beginning, you remember, I said Windows 10 is a nightmare. I will not download it. I blocked it on my computer, Lana's computer, blocked it on all the computers, could not stand it, would not let it download at all. And I had so many people that I talked to that had the exact same issues with this. So I just kind of wanted to bring that to light today, Dad, and kind of let everybody know that Windows 10 was exactly what I said it was, and if not, even more now.
Well, I completely agree. I don't know what to say. I personally believe, this is my opinion, that the Windows 10 program is something that's been implemented through the CIA and that it's being used to continue to do spyware on your systems and on your computers. I mean, we had a computer in the office that was just turned on. Someone else had Windows 10 on another computer we had, and the doggone thing downloaded automatically, and you know, through the Wi-Fi in our office, and nobody even asked for it to download. It was ridiculous. I mean, then we had uninstall it all. I mean, this is a major mess. I mean, they have no right to go into your computer systems like this, but they don't really care because, you know, they're basically running the planet now anyhow. Now, I quoted a verse yesterday, and I want to read it to you today. Exodus 7:6. And then Moses and Aaron went to the Pharaoh and did just as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw his staff down in front of the Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers and the Egyptian magicians, and they also did the same things by their secret arts. This is the Babylonian worship. This is the fallen angel information. This is the book of Enoch. This is all of this stuff that's going on right now, in which they change the energy field on the planet to change physical reality. This is the advanced technology they were given by the evil one. Each one threw down his staff, and it also became a snake, but Aaron's staff swallowed them up, and they swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord has said. One of these days, I'm going to do an extensive study with you guys on the miracles in the Bible and how they're, this is the stuff that was going on and all the supernatural events that were occurring. I need to do that pretty quickly, because when I talk about all this stuff, we don't make this stuff up. And those of you who are Christians, you know that I'm telling you the truth. And I'm telling you exactly what the word says. Now in John, and I'm assuming it's in the book of Luke, chapter 10, in the red letter edition of the Bible, basically the 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." Now, let me share something with you. When Jesus was on the planet, on the earth, the Romans were practicing to their gods. The demons were openly manifesting all over the place. We see that in the New Testament. And the problem is nowadays, when these things start to manifest, we just take the person and put them in a little short bus and wrap up in a little jacket and put him away somewhere saying, well, this guy's got an issue, or we drug them into a stupor. The demons are still here and they're still manifesting, but now we just call that some type of mental illness or some type of weird unexplained phenomenon. So it's some strange stuff. But see, in the old days back there, thousands of years ago, these guys were still sacrificing to Moloch. They were still sacrificing to Baal. The Jews in the temple, who were the true Jews, who were worshiping God, were sacrificing to him in the temple. And all of these supernatural events, like pillars of fire and clouds and all these things, were happening all of the time to protect the Israelites, etc., the ones who had left the land of Egypt. But what's interesting about this is that there are so many accounts of these supernatural things occurring in the Bible, and it doesn't say these people had a mental illness. They basically said they were demon-possessed. Then Jesus says to them, he says, the 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." Jesus replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all of the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice when the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by the Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it." Luke chapter 10. And the reason I want to cover that verse with you today is because we talk so much about the supernatural stuff on the show and the power of God and the power of prayer and the power of scalar waves and the power of the blood, and we tie it all together. But it's all based upon our Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who died for us, who was basically the exact image of God Almighty. Some people call him the second Adam, who came down for us to redeem us, to get us out of this mess that we've got ourselves into through Lucifer. What do you think, son?
No, that's great information. That's definitely as accurate as it gets, man. It's from the Bible. There's no question. The first one I wanted to get in here today, this is pretty wild. I had actually somebody email me this, actually two people email me this, so I want to kind of address it because this is something we see every couple years. There's always a hatchet job that comes up in an article or a big news story about multivitamins and how they don't work. Now, first thing you guys have to understand is that all these articles are usually sponsored by or endorsed by the pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceutical companies are some of the biggest ad sponsors in a lot of these news companies as far as online news, TV news, and even still paper news. This was from The Week last week it came out, and this was something that, you know, I wanted to kind of touch base on to show everybody the level of propaganda. So I'm going to show you, read you parts of it here, and I'm going to tell you exactly why they're trying to do this. It starts off, the name of the article is Why I Stopped Taking Multivitamins by Becky Stanek. I mean, it's totally off the wall, liberal, leftist, anti-supplement, total pharmaceutical agenda. Super clear. She starts off by saying, I popped a multivitamin every day since middle school. First, it was the chalky multivitamins, then the slightly grainy massive pills my mom bought at Costco. Then last year, I bought gummy vitamins. Last week now, I threw all my vitamins away. At my appointment last week, my doctor bluntly informed me that my multivitamins weren't doing a darn thing for me. Now, in essence, she's actually telling the truth, because the vitamins that she's been taking before are probably totally garbage. They're usually manufactured in China, built in China. They're completely and totally undigestible nutrients, usually coated in shellac. If they're gummy vitamins, they usually have high fructose corn syrup or aspartame and every other combination of artificial flavor and color. So yeah, in that sense, she's absolutely right. But then she goes on to hear, this is what the doctor goes on to say. She goes, few people have vitamin deficiencies. Those gummy bears or any other multivitamin for that matter don't pack anywhere near enough of any one vitamin to correct that deficiency if you had one. Well, again, fairly accurate. Those cheap Costco vitamins usually are very, very, very low dose, and they're also not bioavailable nutrients at all, so they really won't make any significant difference in your health if you did have a deficiency. But then they go on to say that they talk about the study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine in 2013, which we actually had talked about on the website before. Three clinical trials of multivitamin supplements where 24 trials of single or paired vitamins were assigned to 40,000 participants. The conclusion of it was evidence is sufficient to advise against routine supplements. Most supplements do not prevent chronic disease or death. They are not justified and should be avoided. This message is especially true for the general population with clear evidence of micronutrient deficiencies. The CDC estimated that in 2013, 9 out of 10 people in the U.S. are indeed getting enough of their important vitamins and nutrients. The CDC, of course, the CDC also says that all children should get 76 vaccines before the age of 18, and they also say all children should get the HPV vaccine. Now, the reason why I brought this up is they don't address on here one instance of bioavailable nutrients, bioactive B vitamins, water soluble nutrients, plant cellulose capsules, non-GMO based nutrients. None of that gets addressed. They take a generality of chalky vitamins, which she starts it off, so that's the first thing you think of. She used the description, then the gummy bears. So the only vitamins you think of are Costco chalky vitamins and gummy bears. They don't work. You don't need to take them, and generalizes that and puts it together with another research study and essentially implies that all multivitamins don't work. Guys, this is complete and total lie. And I'm not saying this because we manufacture vitamins. I'm saying this because I know they work. I've gotten hundreds of emails and phone calls of people that have literally just taken our Ultimate Multiple before, and they go, I don't even know what to do. I started taking these a day, 2 days, 3 days ago, and I have so much energy. I have so much mental clarity. I have so much more focus. It's unreal, just with our Ultimate Multiple. they put articles like this out to try and demonize the supplement companies. Now, I have to say, about 80 to 90% of the supplements on the market are crap. They're total garbage. I wouldn't even feed them to my dogs. That's how bad they are. This is what she's trying to imply of the stuff she used to take, but then generality speaking, she's taking it and applying that to all nutrients, even the pharmaceutical type nutrients, the nutraceuticals that we carry with the top quality raws that we can get. We even use 5-MTHF as our folate. We don't use folic acid in our multivitamins or our B complex. 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. That's the bioavailable, most active folate form known to man. It literally dissolves and absorbs in the body immediately. The same thing with our methylcobalamin sublingual B12 and the same methylcobalamin we use in the B complex. It's methylated. It doesn't have to convert in the body. The body immediately reuptakes it. The same thing with our CoQ10 ubiquinol. The body doesn't have to convert it. It's already in ubiquinol form. It immediately absorbs it and utilizes it in the cardiac muscle. This is the stuff that we produce. This is why our stuff works. This is why everybody, when they take our stuff, they absolutely love it, and they continue to come back, and they can't believe how healthy they are, how much energy they have, and how much focus they have. So I just wanted to kind of rebuttal this article. Since it has gone out on the mainstream, I have to kind of put my story behind it so you guys understand what they're saying when they do these articles, why they're saying them, and why they're trying to categorize all supplements in this, so that way they can push their pharmaceutical agenda, because their sponsors pay for these articles to go out and sponsor all this with ads. So I wanted to address that today, Deb.
Okay, man, you've said so much. Number one, I don't think 80 to 85% of the supplements are bad in the country. I think it's closer to 95 to 98% are bad. I think probably 2%.
I was being modest.
I don't want to be modest with that, because I think about 2% of the supplements are good, because almost all the manufacturers are still using cyanide, cobalamin, or the B12. They're not using bioavailable nutrients. They're not using the right forms of CoQ10. They're not using any of this stuff because they don't want to, we have like a boutique vitamin. It's really, really extremely high quality. And that's why we do what we do with it. I personally helped formulate all of these products. And quite frankly, I spent 400 hours in the biochemical genetics lab at Florida State University just in one class alone. I mean, this is something that I've learned to do a long, long time ago as far as supplementation. And I remember when I first took some good vitamins, some really high quality ones back in the early 80s, I felt an immediate difference. I mean, within 2 to 3 days. And I thought, wow, these things do work, because up to that point, I had never been exposed to those types of supplements. I'd already used the One-A-Days or the Flintstones or the Theragram or whatever was available back when 30, 40 years ago. They don't do anything. I mean, you know, I finally got to the point where I just thought, this is ridiculous. And I remember I watched somebody one time with some total cereal that had iron in it. And I remember they were using a magnet to move the cereal around. I kid you not, they were using a magnet to move the cereal around, because the iron, just iron shavings they were putting into the doggone total cereal. And it, of course, that's not bioavailable. So what's interesting about all of this stuff is that, you know, this lady made some very, very valid points. The problem is she didn't leave any room for supplements that actually do work. Because she is absolutely correct. Doctors believe, and they were taught this, and I was taught this also in graduate school in the biology and the chemistry program at Florida State, that supplements don't work. And the reason is because they're using these non-natural synthetic supplements that really don't work. And whenever they do these clinical trials on these supplements, if they work, they always use the cheapest form of vitamin they're going to get. They don't use any of the bioavailable vitamins or anything. And so they prove in their little studies that the supplements don't work. But remember, it's what Austin said earlier. The vast majority of these studies that are being done like this to basically tear down the nutrition industry, which has turned into a tens of billions of dollars of industry now in the United States, is to try to get people to stop taking even the good supplements so they can sell more drugs. Vitamin D3 is one of the most effective things that you can possibly use to avoid the flu and keep your immune system strong. I take it every day. Now, the thing about vitamin D3, you can get the synthetic vitamin D3, which is complete trash, garbage, you shouldn't put it in your body, or you can get a lanolin-based vitamin D3 off of sheep's wool, which is what we do. And so we have the highest quality sheep's wool lanolin D3 available. So we do all of these things because my family takes this stuff. And quite frankly, I wouldn't be swallowing a handful of vitamins every single day if I didn't think they worked, or I wouldn't have my children take this stuff because I care about the kids. And here's the other thing. My kids were raised completely healthy. They never had any health problems, never had autism, never had anything. They're incredibly smart, all of them. And you think, well, is that because of vitamins? Well, it's because of a lot of things. Number one, we chose not to believe the mainstream lie and immunize because I read Dr. Mendelsohn's work back in the 80s on how to raise a healthy child in spite of your pediatrician. You can read that book. It's probably a penny online. You get it probably for free from some of these bookstores. And you can also look at the other work that he did, Confessions of a Medical Heretic. So I started questioning the efficacy of these immunizations and their ability to ameliorate these different types of diseases. And I finally began to realize that it was all just a big, big lie. So I now know at this point in my life that, you know, a lot of the stuff that I was taught in college and in graduate school at Florida State University was simply inaccurate information. Now, the professors, they thought they were giving me the correct information, but they didn't know. So it was afterwards I went to naturopathic school that I finally started to learn a lot about how the physiology of the actual cell walls work and how supplements have to be made a certain way to actually go through the cell wall because it's a semi-permeable membrane and it doesn't let everything in. And so all of these things you learn if you really care after you get out of college, if you're in my field, but a lot of guys don't care and they don't learn these things. And of course we have the manufacturers, we have their, so they send their reps to all these medical doctors pushing all of their pills, because remember, probably 90% of the postgraduate programs of continued education and learning for medical personnel in the United States is through the drug companies. They get their continuing education hours by taking these classes, and so they continually are brainwashed as to why they should use more and more drugs and less natural protocols. They're taught that a GMO food is the same. They're taught that chemical vitamins are no different than regular vitamins. They're not taught they could be a stereoisomer, which if you know anything about chemistry, you'll understand what I mean by that. That's like the mere opposite. They're not taught any of these different things that can affect the cell transmutation of these nutrients in the body. So the liver is a giant processing organ. The liver doesn't like to have toxic stuff put into it. The liver has two blood flows to it. It has the portal vein coming off the intestinal tract. It also has the hepatic artery. And all of these nutrients have to be processed through the liver. And if the liver can't do it or it lacks the nutrients or the enzymes to do it, it's simply not processed properly. That's the problem with most B vitamins, about 45% of them that aren't methylated. The liver can't process them, so you don't get any results from them. And here's my comment. And I'm trying not to get too technical with you guys because it gets kind of like when we start talking about how caffeine inhibits the acetylcholine reabsorption in the synaptic cleft, and I go off into my little biochemistry world. I don't like talking like that unless you've been trained in biochemistry. It doesn't make any sense to you. Just like if you were an engine mechanic tearing apart an engine and I wasn't trained in how to tear apart that engine, I'd have no idea what you're doing with the engine. So it's not a question of that I'm smarter than you guys or Austin's smarter than you guys. We just have a different level of experience. I know a lot of you guys can do a lot of things that we can't do, including tearing down an engine or rebuilding a transmission or et cetera, you know, putting a lift on a truck. I mean, those are some complicated things that take days, if not weeks, to do all of this stuff, that I have no idea how to do any of this stuff. So we all have to work together as the body of Christ in edifying and uplifting each other and building each other up. Because what one of us doesn't know how to do, the other one knows how to do. And we work together as a team synergistically to provide the best life experience that we can here on this planet, including teaching you guys the right kind of nutrients to put into your body. And I do this with my listeners every so often. I tell you guys, if you're not supporting Health Masters, at least by getting our multiple vitamins, my commitment to you is this. They're like $25, $30. You buy a bottle of these supplements and you don't feel markedly better within 30 days. Package it back up. And don't even do that. If you're not an existing Health Master customer and you've never used our vitamins or multiple vitamins and you want to order them. If you don't like them after 30 days, call us back. I'll give you the money back. You can keep the product. Now, guys, you tell me anybody else that does that. I don't know anybody else that does that. And here's why. Number one, I trust you guys. Number one. Then number two, I know how much better you're going to feel because you'd say, well, I don't feel any better. Well, we never have that happen. We always have people get tremendous results on these supplements. We use the highest based vegetable gel cap we can buy. In fact, I've got some videos from one of our manufacturing plants over in Orlando. I need to send these and put these online and start posting these things, Austin, because I want people to see the level of quality. We use clean rooms. We use an FDA drug laboratory to manufacture all of our supplements. We have positive pressure rooms. In other words, nothing can get in. No contaminants can get into the supplements. I mean, we are completely and fully FDA registered as far as the majority of our supplements and what we manufacture and have manufactured for us, because I want to make sure I bring you the highest quality supplements in the world. And that's our motto at Health Masters, the highest quality supplements in the world, period. That's why we can give you a money-back guarantee without even returning the product. Now, I'm sorry we're pushing products so hard today. I really wasn't planning on doing this because you know I don't normally do that. But when I see articles like this and Austin sees articles like this, I need to make you guys understand these are lies. These are like telling you the statin drugs are good and everybody's be on a statin drug. These are articles telling you the chemotherapy is good, but yet there's only like a 2 or 3% expected increase in survival rate with chemotherapy. 2-3%, that's it. And this is like going in and telling people they have radical mastectomies when they can change their diet in many cases and work with a natural doctor in their area and get rid of a breast tumor without using any drugs whatsoever. This is what they want us to do. Because you got to remember this, and this is what Dr. Terrell told us and talked about this a couple weeks ago with us, the pastor. They don't consider us to be humans. They consider us to be soulless cattle. They consider us just to be just animals. They don't care if they poison us with chemtrails or if they inject us with 78 vaccines. They don't care. It means absolutely nothing to them. They consider us to be non-redeemable because we don't have their weird satanic blood, these Kabbalists that basically worship Lucifer and claim to be the benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen, and they trace their lineage all the way back to Nimrod. So we try to give you the full balance on this show that I'm not seeing any other shows do. Every once in a while I'll start fussing. I may yell a little bit, but I don't do that very often because I don't like being yelled at either. But every once in a while I get under the anointing and I start doing that. But some of these shows, when you listen to them, all the host does is yell the entire hour, 2 hours, 3 hours on the air. They just yell and scream and interrupt their guests. Have you noticed when we have guests on my show and we're going to have Pastor Baldwin again tomorrow that we don't interrupt them? We'll ask them a question and we'll let them go, and then we ask them another question and we let them go. I don't do that. I've been a guest on about probably between 4,000 to 5,000 talk shows. That's on a conservative estimate. Sometimes I did 40 of those a week. And nothing aggravated me more when I would have a host come in and completely manipulate and take control of the show and never let me speak when I was the guest. It never made any sense to me. Years ago, I was on with a guy, alternative radio. I'm not going to mention any names because a lot of you know who this person is. And I was on for an hour talk show. I spoke for the first 10 minutes. Then he spoke for 20. Then I said like two or three words, and he spoke for the next hour, 40 minutes or whatever it was. And finally, I just hung up. I mean, I never even got to say a word. Not a word, Austin. And I just hung up. And he called me back like a week later. He goes, oh, what happened? I said, dude, you don't need me on your show. You never even let me say anything. I don't want to do a show like that. It was awful. And he goes, well, I want you back on. I said, no, I'm not going back on with you. You don't need a guest. And that person's off the air now. He no longer has a show. Why? Because nobody wants to listen to that. I treat you guys with respect. We try to answer your emails on the air. You guys send us so many emails. We get deluged with them. We take the best ones we can find. Not that they're not all good, because they're all very important to us, and we read every one of them. But we always take the ones that have like a commonality and try to talk to them. Because remember, we don't have 3 hours on the show. We have 1 hour. So we give you condensed news in 1 hour. Now, my next story is Sessions is going to strip billions from sanctuary cities. This is huge. The Department of Justice will hand out $4 billion in federal law enforcement grants over the balance of this fiscal year, which ends in September. Sessions told reporters at the White House that he will be working to prevent any of it from going to sanctuary cities and jurisdictions. The Washington Times reported countless Americans would be alive today if these policies of sanctuary cities were ended. General Sessions told reporters that the AG stated he is using a tactic that began under Loretta Lynch, not that any of us like her. Not only can the Attorney General withhold grants from this year's funding request, the DOJ can actually claw back grants made in prior years to jurisdictions that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials. This is so important. This includes the state of Connecticut, the state of California, the Orleans Parish, Louisiana, New York City, Philadelphia, Cook County up there in Chicago, Illinois, Miami-Dade County, Florida, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Clark County, Nevada. Most of these are extremely liberal democratic strongholds. And guys, listen to me for a second. They can all choke on it. As far as I'm concerned, why in the world am I giving my tax dollars to these guys to have sanctuary cities and not to hold these illegal aliens and immigrants accountable for even the crimes that they do, and they're not even allowed to ask them any of these questions? Ridiculous. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the sanctuary city thing is, I mean, it's a joke, the fact that it's even been able to happen, that we've even allowed this to happen. But also, too, in other news, speaking of Lipitor and statins and all this stuff, because we brought that up earlier, we're in a health topic. I had this article. I want to bring it up anyways, because this just goes to show you what's going on. Another research study was done and published in the journal Drugs and Aging, found elderly women who take statins have an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes in the Australian study. Researchers at the University of Queensland examined more than 8,000 early female pensioners and found that those took the cholesterol-lowering drug had 33% increased risk of diabetes. The experts also found that higher doses of statin further elevated that increased risk to more than 50%. Statins are highly prescribed in this age group, but there are very few clinical trials looking at their effects on older women, Dr. Mark Jones of the University of Queensland said. He goes on to say what is most concerning was we found a dose effect where where the risk of diabetes significantly increased as the dosage of statins increased. Over the 10 years of the study, most of the women progressed to higher doses of statins. Those elderly women taking statins should be careful and regularly monitor for increased blood glucose. Another study looked in the effects of statin therapy on nearly 7,000 middle-aged men and women. Research data showed that 31% of those who were on statin treatment developed diabetes after a follow-up period of 5 years, compared to only 19% of those who did not take the cholesterol-lowering drugs. This is why I've brought this up so many times on here, guys. Statins have been one of the biggest pharmaceutical lies to ever hit the American population, and on top of that, actually the world population. You know, we know there's really bad side effects with the SSRIs, the Xanax, the benzos, all that stuff. But the difference is that stuff's horrible, and I never recommend people going on unless you absolutely had to. The statin drugs, the horrible about this is that we literally had tens of millions of people in the United States on these drugs for no legitimate purpose whatsoever. There's an article on our website that we put up there a couple years back where the AMA was actually recommending that people go on statins as a preventative measure if they ever were to get high cholesterol, meaning they didn't have high cholesterol, they didn't have risk of heart attacks or heart disease, but they wanted to put them on statins as a preventative measure in the event one day they may possibly get high cholesterol. That is one of the stupidest ideologies I've ever heard in my life, but they're doing it. I think almost 40 million people in the United States are on statins now, and they have some unbelievably horrific side effects on the body, as I just mentioned. But I wanted to address that again, Dad, since we talk about statins a lot. When I see these research studies that are in depth over 10 years like this, it really goes to show you how toxic these compounds are that a lot of people are putting in their bodies.
I personally think it's over 40 million. I think we've got the wrong numbers. I don't think they're giving us the right numbers. I think it's probably closer to 100 million. Because almost everybody that I know who we don't know through Health Masters who we haven't told the truth to is on statin drugs, period. They cause kidney damage. They cause liver damage. They cause cancer. They cause heart disease. They cause hardening of the arteries. I mean, this stuff is just... It's, to me, that drug ranks right up with Gardasil as being one of the worst drugs. If you had the worst immunization and the worst drug you could take... The worst drug would be statins. The worst immunization would be Gardasil. That's how bad it is. I mean, it's like something from hell. I mean, it really is. I mean, this stuff is just, it doesn't do anything besides kill you. That's all it does. It doesn't help anything. It doesn't create any lower risks of heart disease at all. It increases the risks of heart disease because it causes hardening of the arteries. I mean, the drugs are crap. They're just total crap. And the liver damage, kidney damage, I mean, unbelievable. And as your cholesterol drops below 200, your testosterone levels fall through the floor and all disease rates go through the roof, including cancer. So guys, it's just not one of those deals that you got to realize that this is another one of these lies. It's like telling you the vitamins are bad, you know, that our supplements are bad. They're not. You know, these are the highest quality nutraceuticals on the market. You know, this is saying to you that statin drugs are good regardless of what they do to anybody. It's not true. It's simply not true. By the way, school budget cuts due to high white student percentage marks outrage. This is crazy. This is KABC out of North Hollywood. Outrage has grown at Walter Reed Middle School in North Hollywood as the school faces layoffs and increased class sizes due to law limiting funds for schools with a higher white student body. The Los Angeles Unified School District provides more funding for schools where the white population is below 30%. Oh, heaven forbid it be above 30%. In a letter to parents, the district noted the highly regarded middle school has been above the percentage for the past couple of years. This racial formula was a condition imposed by court decisions dealing with desegregation in the 70s. Parents, however, remain frustrated with what the cuts might mean for their children. They don't want white people. Hello, 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 hello. Let us be real here. They don't want us breeding. They don't want us voting. They don't want us praying. They don't want white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, period. They don't want us, and they want to try to incorporate us into districts where there aren't any of us to try to contaminate our learning curve that we also have in better schools. Now, I said this yesterday. I'm going to say it again. All patriotic Hispanics, all patriotic blacks who want the best for the United States, and all patriotic whites need to start reproducing and telling and making us realize that we've got to keep the country the country. We can't allow these people coming in from other countries to outnumber us within one or two generations, which, of course, is the globalist plan, which has been their plan since the late 40s, early 50s. What do you think about that little statistic, Austin?
Well, it doesn't surprise me after what I've seen lately in the last 6 months. Not much surprises me at all anymore, actually, sad as that is. But, yeah, I mean, that's California doesn't surprise me either because of their liberal agenda out there. I mean, they literally are trying to pass a bill now to make California a sanctuary state, meaning every single illegal immigrant in the country can go to California, and California's law enforcement will not help any federal immigration authority whatsoever in detaining them, arresting them, or deporting them at all. So that just goes to show you the level of ignorance that California has stooped down to. Also, too, guys, Dad and I talked about movies yesterday and getting refunds on movies if you didn't agree with something that was in them. Well, it saddens me to say, but Dad sent me this article today that Beauty and the Beast has been a blockbuster film, and it just came out, 2 weeks ago now. It did $350 million worldwide its opening weekend. It sold over 17 million tickets just in the United States its opening weekend. Beauty and the Beast even performed well in Russia, where its opening was overshadowed by controversy surrounding the inclusion of a gay character. They said this is the largest opening weekend ever for a PG-rated film and for a Disney live-action film. This is sad, guys, because this movie is steeped in Satanism. It's got blatant homosexual behavior in it. It has the whole characters based on Baphomet and Satan, bringing in this young girl that he's basically bringing into his realm. The film would have never made this much money, guys, without millions of Christian families flocking to see it. Almost 20 million tickets sold in the United States its opening weekend. I mean, that's 7-8% of the entire population of this country went to see that movie all over the weekend when it first came out. That is embarrassing to me, guys, that we actually supported this film to this level. $350 million its opening weekend worldwide. I mean, that is monstrous. They already said right now it's on the way to being a billion-dollar film. I don't know, Dad. I mean, I brought it up on the show before it ever got released, actually multiple times. I said, I'm not going to support it. I'm not giving my money to it. I'm sure as heck not going to bring my son to it. But apparently, I guess, most parents capitulated and went and supported this film with their money. I mean, it's bad enough if you snuck into it and you wanted to go watch it for whatever reason, but to actually pay money and support it with your funds, with $350 billion worldwide, the opening weekend, that's sad to me, Dad. So I just want to kind of bring that topic up. I'm sure a lot of our listeners didn't go and see it because they know the truth about it. But apparently, what we said and what a lot of other people said didn't even make a difference with the American population still wanting to go and support filthy, satanic films like that, Dad.
Well, that's more research on it. The Beauty and the Beast director is Bill Condon, C-O-N-D-O-N. He's 61 years old, my age. He's born in New York City and is raised as an Irish Catholic. Now, he's openly homosexual.
There you go.
And he has a visceral hatred for Christianity.
There you go.
Pete Belinsky reports for LifeSite News on March the 17th, 2017, that in a 2007 interview with Passport Magazine, this militant homosexual, Bill Condon, said that he wishes he could rip pages out of the Bible when he stays in hotel rooms. Problem is with this is that the only reason this show did this is because of Christians. The Christians are the ones who should have blockbusted, who should have said no. The family should have said no. The problem is Disney's name is so big, and until this point, they have done everything they can to protect the name of Disney. And Disney himself was a real weirdo if you start reading about that guy, Walt Disney himself. And so, with his Club 33 with his Masonic lodges and everything else that he had in the parks. So this thing is some crazy stuff. We know that he worked with the FBI. We know that he's been worked with, that they have all kinds of, Project Monarch and a whole bunch of other mind control programs going on. And a lot of the Disney kids have been basically mind controlled and programmed. This is all this is programming. The problem is the vast majority of the population did not know that this was a blatant homosexual promotion of propaganda, and they did not make the entire film gay so they could get away with that. They did not bother to tell you that the beast looks like Baphomet, you know, with his horns, and she's bowing down to Baphomet. This is a complete and total satanic introduction to the children of the United States, including blatant open homosexuality. I remember years ago, I'm going to say this, I've never said this on the air. I don't know why we end up with this gay stuff all the time, but I'm going to say something happened to me years ago. We were at a mall in Houston, and you were a little kid, and it was at the Versace shop, which has ridiculously overpriced everything. And Sharon wanted to go look at their jeans to see if they were any better than anybody else's jeans, because she's never bought anything from a Versace shop. And we walked in, and you were with me here, it's Austin, and I know you remember this. And I remember we walked into the adjoining room, which is also facing the mall with plate glass windows. And there are a poster of two guys basically about to, in each other's lap, about to embrace with a kiss. And I walked in there and saw it. And I looked at Sharon and I said, let's go. And she goes, what for? She goes, I haven't tried the jeans on yet. And I said, I'm not going to buy anything from a store that openly promotes homosexual. This is 20 years ago. And then Sharon looked at me and she goes, can I at least try on the jeans? And I said, no. And then the girl who was working there, the sales girl, said, will you please say something to the manager about this? Because I have so many people walk out of this store because of that poster. And I said, sure. So I walked up to the manager and I told him something. I said, look, dude, I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're a flaming homosexual. I don't care. I just don't want my kids to see it. I don't want to be involved in it. I don't want you to make this part of my life by having this openly displayed in a mall, that you have graphic homosexual content in the store that's being displayed on the wall. You should at least have a warning label for people who don't like that kind of stuff so they can avoid walking into a store. And he got all adamant with me. He started blowing up and bowing up and screaming and yelling. Of course, I responded in kind. I got fussy at him too. And finally, I walked out and I thought to myself, this is ridiculous. So I immediately called the mall manager. This was 20 years ago. We can't get away with this stuff anymore. This is 20 years ago. I called the mall manager up and pitched a fit. And we came back through that mall a few months later, and we were back in the Houston area basically getting doing another talk show. And the poster was down. It was gone. And so I thought to myself, you know, how many people walked in and didn't say anything about that poster? Now, here's the thing, guys. I know that the globalists have given a bunch of guys, their mothers who were pregnant with them, a whole bunch of estrogen compounds that have basically given them very, it's called, I'm not going to get into the clinical terms. It's micro, and what it basically means is that they're, I can't remember the exact term. I don't want to say it wrong because it's going to sound silly. Anyhow, their appendages are very, very small. They basically have a right brain. They basically like to go shopping with girls. They basically are extremely feminine, though they may not be gay. And this is like our whole generation, you know, our millennial groups of kids now. You kind of walk around and these guys are wearing girls' pants, tight jeans, skinny jeans, and I don't know how they can possibly do that unless they are suffering with this micro disease. And the crazy thing about all of this stuff is that I got that. I understand that these kids are chemically castrated in utero against their permission, against their mother's permission, against their own will. I got that. I feel bad for them. I really do. But it's still a choice. You have to make a choice if you want to be in this lifestyle or you don't want to be in this lifestyle. It's a choice. It's not a birth thing that you have. It wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve, though they have manipulated you genetically. If you want to be mad, you need to get mad at the globalists who have done this, who've put bisphenol A into the water supply, who've given your mom soy protein to drink and soy formula to drink for you when you were a baby that caused a lot of this. All of these things are to destroy the culture of the United States, reduce fertility. That's what it's all about. And then get more and more people to be homosexual, more and more people to be addicted to pornography, more and more people to have weird fantasies and fetishes with whether weird things. They can prevent more and more people from breeding and having more children. It's all about reducing the population of the planet, and they don't care how they do it. They really don't care. I personally believe that the next pandemic that we have that's going to spread across the United States, I don't think they're going to come in with thermoglobal nuclear war. I think it's going to be biological or bacterial warfare, and that's how they're going to do it. We already know now that they already know that Morgellons is self-replicating. We know that. We know that it'll grow especially under blue light. We know Morgellons will replicate in the body and these strands will come out of the skin. We also know that the smart dust that they're putting into our body is not self-replicating. We've got that. If they can make this, like we talked about yesterday, with self-replicating smart dust, self-replicating computers, self-replicating all this stuff like you see in the Star Trek programs in which the Borg would come in and inject you with self-replicating nanobots. And pretty soon you start having all of these things popping out all over your skin and they turned you into a half machine, half human. The technology for that is here. It's already available. They're using it. They're testing it. And it's all this fallen angel technology. You can call it alien technology if it's easier for you to deal with it that way. But it's here. And so it's just part of what we're going through right now. And all of this stuff is designed to completely destroy the population of the planet. This is the Sabbatean Kabbalists that we talked about a few weeks ago. This is that group of people that are the sorcerers and the wizards that are tied directly into the next dimension, the other dimensions where these things live. And they're tied together with them, trying to undo everything God made to be good and turn the entire planet upside down. It's exactly what they did in Genesis chapter 6, until the thought, every man's thought was evil all the time. And the Bible says, as it was with the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the returning of the Son of Man. That's where this is headed. And so, yes, Beauty and the Beast, it was a giant. It was sad to me. It's sad to me that things have done so well. But again, it's the name of Disney. That's been a giant psychop with us for all these years. It's supposed to be clean family entertainment. And people have no idea. Plus, Austin, remember this. A lot of people have become morally compromised in the United States in the past 50, 60 years. Morally compromised. They no longer see things in black and white like the Bible does. They see things as situational ethics. They see things as different levels of gray. I mean, look at the stupid movie, that 50 Shades of Gray, that filthy, nasty thing that came out, and they came out with even a dirtier one, you know? People like to watch that stuff. They've seeded us with pornography. They've seeded us with all this junk they put on TV, and they forced the entire culture to become depraved in many areas. That's why we as Christians, and we must stand up for what we believe in, and we must tell the truth. Now, I'm not a gay basher. I don't care what these gays do. I really don't care. I just don't want my children going to it. And the best way we can not do that is not promote this stuff and not go see these movies and tell them they just have a $300 million budget, $350 million in a couple of weeks. Because now what it tells them is, hey, the United States is willing and ready to accept this type of behavior. And now Disney can unleash a full torrent of fully gay films, and everybody will think this is okay. That's where it's going next. See if I'm not right.
That's exactly right. That was my biggest issue that I had with a lot of this, is the fact that it supported this movie so strong that Disney is going to look at their statistics, they're going to look at their geographics, they're going to look at their numbers, they're going to go, wow, this is really successful. We put Baphomet in the movie, we put insanely satanic imagery, we put gay situations in the movie, and it blew up. The movie was insane. It had huge numbers. Now we can take it up another level on our next Disney film that we do, and they incrementally do this, guys. And the problem is, if this movie would have flopped, if it would have just been total flop, everybody would have gone, I'm not going to see that. I'm not supporting it. They're not getting a penny from me. It would have flopped. They would have said, well, maybe that was too much. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. That obviously, American population isn't depraved and sadistic enough for that type of behavior and pay to go see it. We can't really get away with that yet. But we completely capitulated as American population and supported these guys with almost 20 million ticket purchases the first opening weekend. That is embarrassing to me. But off different topics, just going to make me irritated. Australia now is talking about banning all unvaccinated children from any preschool or daycare now. They've already been doing it with regular schools. The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has taken upon himself to call upon state and territory leaders to move towards nationally consent laws regarding vaccinations. According to The Guardian, Turnbull intends on taking his sweeping initiative to the next Council of Australian Governments. Turnbull has not stopped, he said, when it comes to the intent of the proposed law, which is disturbingly called No Jab, No Play. Under his new proposal, the vaccination rates of all preschoolers and daycare centers will be made available to the public and parents, and the right to make a formal objection would now end. He stated, our next co-ed meeting, I propose we agree that all jurisdictions implement legislation that excludes children who are not vaccinated from attending child care or preschool, he writes in the letter. He also proclaims that vaccine objection is not a valid reason to keep children from getting vaccinated. Of course, what, I object that I don't want my child injected with HPV, with lead, and all types of other known neurotoxins that causes all types of significant cognitive functioning issues. I mean, no, I object to that. I don't think it's a good idea. Well, that's not a valid objection. So it's not valid to say I don't want my child injected with a known neurotoxin that's been linked to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of incredibly bad side effects. No. That's not a valid objection. You can't do that. That's not a good objection. You still have to get them vaccinated. This is a joke. Australia has been inching closer towards total vaccine tyranny over the last several years, with outlandish bills that increasingly strip parents of their rights to care for their children ways they see fit. In 2015, if you guys remember, the government took away welfare and tax benefits from parents with unvaccinated children. This action led to an additional 200,000 child vaccinations. But it seems this increase was not yet enough. So as we see, guys, the countries all around the world are slowly losing their rights. I mean, they're saying now that you don't have the right to say your child shouldn't be vaccinated with a known vaccine that has been linked to all types of deaths around the country and has been tested now positive for lead. You don't have a right in Australia to defend that and say your child doesn't deserve to be injected with this slosh that they want to inject in everybody. How sad is that, Dad? But again, you see what happened in California. You see what's happening in these other states now where they won't let these kids go into public schools if they're not getting vaccinated. To slow push all around the globe trying to get everybody vaccinated to decrease the immune system, to decrease the ability to repopulate, to decrease mental functioning and capacity. It's all an agenda, guys. I know it sounds like conspiracy theory. Do your research on vaccines. Look it up and start doing your own research and figure out that almost everything, if not everything, we say about vaccines is completely accurate.
It's all accurate. I mean, I've been doing this for 34, almost 40 years. It's all accurate. I mean, if anything, I hold back on it. I mean, it's worse than we can even imagine. I mean, we're the Guillain-Barre with these girls, you know, with this nervous system paralysis. I mean, how do we know something from the lead in the doggone shot? I mean, we don't know any of that stuff. There's one of the side effects of lead poisoning is paralysis. I mean, central nervous system impairment. I mean, this is some crazy stuff, guys, that's going on. And see, the thing about it is, we're not supposed to talk about it. And that's why so many of these people, and they're trying to Twitter and those guys now are trying to censor Drudge. I mean, that was another article that came out today, but we don't have time to cover that today. By the way, the best nutrients stop periodontal disease, which is a huge problem in the United States. You know, the gum disease and bone loss, especially in the jaw, is vitamin C and coenzyme Q10, the proper form, and quercetin. These are so important because it helps reduce inflammation while supporting cellular vitality and increasing the body's ability to maintain the bones and healthy gums. Vitamin C, remember, was originally found to be that's what these sailors were deficient in, who'd be out of sea for years, and their teeth would all fall out from scurvy from the vitamin C. And they started carrying limes with them on the ships, and the British sailors started being known as limeys because they would use the limes to keep their teeth from falling out because it would give them some nutrient. They didn't know what it was, but they knew they needed to have it with the vitamin C. I mean, remember, George Washington had a set of wooden teeth, for heaven's sakes. I mean, this, you know, oral hygiene and gums and teeth and all the stuff that we have now in today's periodontal, you know, treatment protocols and all the stuff that we have now with special toothbrushes and stuff, they didn't have all the stuff back then. And there, a lot of people just had no teeth or wooden teeth. I mean, it was some crazy stuff. But this is what happens when you don't take care of your teeth and you don't have enough vitamin C. Your body starts to fall apart intercellularly because it can't hold itself together because the collagen, the cellular glue that keeps your body stuck together, can't maintain itself, and it starts to fall apart. Very, very common what you see with people in third world countries. They don't have enough vitamin C and quercetin, which is a very potent antioxidant, and also the proper form of coenzyme Q10 that we have at the office. Those are the ones that really help to prevent those things. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. I want to thank you for listening to the show. We love you guys. You know, just every time the show gets to the end here, I'm like, wow, this is just really fast. That was a quick show today. Hope you enjoy me reading the scripture today. I love doing that. You know I do. I love tying the supernatural in with the natural, because if we don't do that, we're kind of missing our purpose for being here. Because always remember, we are spiritual beings experiencing a physical reality in a skin suit. That's all we are. This is not our home. We're not from here. This is not where we're going to stay. We're going to be going to the real reality when we depart here. Because remember, our spirits aren't going to die. People need to understand that. We just kind of go up to the next reality, to where God is and his dimension, because we've already been connected to him through the Holy Spirit. We automatically go there when we pass on from this earth. So if a person is saved and they're born again, being upset and being sad, you know, they're going to pass away. As a Christian, you can be, because you're going to miss them and you're going to be sorry that you're not going to be able to ask them questions and see them anymore. I feel that way about both my mom and my dad. But the whole thing about it is you've got to rejoice because you know that they're in a better place and that we're all going to be there together. So that's going to be a real big family reunion for us at my end. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I just thank you for letting me talk about Jesus on the show and encouraging me to do that with all of your emails, because that's where my heart is. I think you guys know that. Because remember, it's not God's will for our life to do things outside of His will. We should always pray before we do things. If it be God's will, this is what we're going to do and this is where we're going to go. I love you guys. I appreciate you. If you listen to this show today, this was not by accident. There's a reason. The Bible says for every time, there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. And guys, I believe you're supposed to be here today. I love you. I appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and close, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, bud. And yes, like he said, man, we appreciate it. You know, with the support for the radio show, just buying your multivitamins through us, our very, very high-quality bioactive nutrients that we have, the multivitamin is probably one of our best-selling products we have. That really helps support us some and really just helps to, you know, keep this show fueled, keep everything going with it. And also, too, I told you guys yesterday, the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit, which if you want to do something a little bit more advanced, including the Ultimate Multiple, the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit is an incredible option. That's on sale. We did it for over 15% off for this special. So the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit's on the website. Really, really good option there. Also, too, I wanted to add, and I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago, actually last week, about the Rockville, Maryland rape that happened up there on that 14-year-old girl by those two illegal immigrants. Well, now it comes to show you that the 18-year-old high school student charged with rape, his father is 43 years old and was arrested last Friday for being unlawfully in the United States. Apparently, authorities said Sanchez Mullen and his son came into the country illegally after he was stopped and detained by U.S. Border Patrol agents in Texas last August. And they were both released. They're both from Guatemala. So, guys, this is something that we have to address with the illegal immigration. This isn't something we can allow. We have to stand together on this and stop being so divided on certain aspects of it and realize that if people want to come here legally and support this country, we're all for that. But coming here to essentially mooch off this country and take and get everything you can get from it is not something that I'm about, and nobody in this country that's here that's a law-abiding American should be about either. It's just not healthy, and it's just not good. But, guys, we appreciate everything. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for the emails. Like I said, check out the website, healthmasters.com. You can email us on there as well, or you can give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. Also, to all of our international customers, the D3 is in stock. We had kind of restricted it again for some of the countries that were not allowing it in. We are starting to ship that back out, and we've had good progress with customs getting the D3 10,000 into all the other countries. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that to all of our international listeners. So check it out, guys, healthmasters.com. Check out the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit on sale for over 15% off. It's really, really good protocol on there. And again, if that's not something you want to jump into, just try out the Ultimate Multiple. That's $25.99. Really, really good product, especially for the price, guys. We thank you for everything. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.